Reading from the Old Testament, the 103rd Psalm. Hear this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father showeth compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne for the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O ye his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his host, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And then from the New Testament, Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter, this verse at 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hid in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. This is the word of God. Well, friends, if you knew me a little better, you'd know that sometimes out of passages that I read, there are phrases, sometimes just a word, that sort of leap out at me, catch my imagination, and set me off. And in that very short parable we just read in Matthew's Gospel, there is one of those phrases. There is a man who found a treasure in a field. Now, come with me on a journey across the fields of life through which we traverse constantly. I'm going to suggest to you they're loaded with treasures. Those treasures are from yesterday and today and even tomorrow. I think, first of all, let me suggest to you the treasures that surround us in the world in which we live. You know it is a beautiful and a wonderful world. I know you can find all the pitfalls and stuff. I want to dismiss that for the moment. But think with me of the beauty and the wonder of the world in which we live every day. From sunrise to sunset, not only those colors that spew across the heavens, but, you know, on any given day, go out there and look at that field of blue that is above us and all those billowing clouds and observe the changing and constant picture that is before our eyes that imagination can roam over and do wonders with. I'll bet almost any day you could find a French poodle somewhere in those clouds. Or think of the seasons. Every season brings a beauty that is unmatched year after year. You know the feeling when you get that sense that spring is in the air? Oh, is it at the first sign of a bud, the first little glimpse of that sort of chartreuse green that begins to appear on those barren trees? And you feel spring is coming. Or even in summer, that moment when, at whatever age, you feel like, oh, wouldn't it be nice just to go barefooted? Or, and you folks in Western North Carolina, my goodness, in the autumn, when the world starts to be painted in colors of, oh, what, red and yellow and gold and orange. And every time I behold it, every fall, you know, I wanted with Edna St. Vincent Millay to cry out one more time, oh, God, you've made the world too beautiful this year. Because it is. There are days in days when in my heart I can hear Louis Armstrong singing, what a wonderful world this is. And there are days when it is. Not just the beauty of the world. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And John Calvin said, the world is the theater in which God is displayed. And the eye of faith beholds. And so it is. Every day. Every day. And not just in the world about us, but in the world among us. Do you know how marvelous it is that we have each other and people? And we're always getting excuses to try to remember. Today's Father's Day. And surely sometime on today, we can think of our fathers. We all had one. And we have the mothers in our count, Mother's Day. We have All Saints Day to remember all the sacrifices that have gone before us that we are here today, the church. Memorial Day, we just had it. When we remember how many lives were lost and maimed that we might be free to be here today, who we are, living the life we are. Oh, I can remember a day that long ago I was in the American cemetery in Luxembourg where they buried all of those in the Battle of the Bulge in the Second World War. I remember walking that field. It's a field of white stars of David and crosses. And I was overwhelmed as you go down those rows and look at those dates. 17, 18, 20, 23, 25, 24. And you think, all the lives cut, overdone, before some of us even think it's begun. And we're the benefactors. Don't you know how beautiful is the freedom we've gained? Or if you talk about the blood of martyrs that led down to this morning, how privileged we are to be worshipers today. Or, you know, take Mother's Day, Father's Day. Have you ever thought about the sacrifice that has gone into who we are? I can tell you, somebody's paid a price for me, for the education I received, for the care with which I was nourished, starting with the diapers that were changed all the way through. We are so blessed by, we can all name a lot of people who've been our family, who've been our friends, who've been our playmates. Go way back to the beginning. Teachers and the army that's your own personal history that brought you on the pilgrimage to here and now. And just think, the beauty of it, the beauty of today, that we're here, not alone. Will we leave here and have lunch with somebody? Somebody who's going to be totally alone today will think we're blessed. Is there somebody to whom you can share a comment, a criticism, a concern, a laugh, a tear? You know, people who need people are the luckiest, but people who have people have their blessing in hand, that we are together in this one and all. In so many connections, the church family, the personal family, and all of the others in which we're connected. It's made a beautiful world, hasn't it? And it's ours. In high school, we used to memorize poetry. I don't know if you still do it, but we had one. William Cullen Bryan had a poem, Maud Miller. And there was a line in it that's memorable. The saddest words of tongue and pen are these, it might have been. But you know what I think sadder, a lot sadder, is that it is, and we know it not. It's so sad if we'll remember our happiness in the past tense, when we've been surrounded all the way with it, and it's even here now. You know, what was Mama Cass did one, wasn't it? Don't let the good things in life pass you by. We are. We're letting them float and sail by, sometimes unnoticed. And someday, somewhere, surely not just in past tense, we'll remember how good it was, how beautiful, how blessed. You know, life is full of treasures every single day. Every bird that chirps, every flower that blooms, every sun that rises, every sun that sets. It's part of the wonder that we're alive, that we are, and we're in this thing together. We ought to be overflowing with gratitude. I don't care how long the complaint list is. No matter. We ought to be overflowing with gratitude. We are a blessed people. But I'm aware that that parable that's had the line that set my imagination to roaming is from a very brief little parable that Jesus told about the kingdom of God. It's like a treasure hid in a field. The kingdom of God, that's the reign of God, the rule. Jesus is Lord. And we know, at least in our profession, that's the the answer to all of the restlessness of the soul, the craving of the longing, the answer to who we are, why we are, that we would become who God created us to be. And in a moment we'll recognize, you know, that's contentment, that's fulfillment, that's satisfaction. Well, the point of Jesus' parable is that treasure by which we would learn to appreciate life, all life. That treasure is readily available and has been to whosoever will. Not a soul is out of reach for that wondrous treasure. All it requires is to declare Jesus Christ is Lord and mean it. And then the treasure trove has landed. And at last, we know it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.